The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live on an open phone Friday. And we will go immediately to the phones. First up in this segment in Westerville is William. William, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Hello, William.
Hello, Bob. How are you doing today?
I am well, thank you.
I wanted to talk about this, this local and state government advisories and everything that's going on.
Uh-huh.
Like you, I don't understand what the 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew is going to do, but so be it. But you made mention the other day about the governor's notices and orders, and then you talked about the city's order from the mayor, and you made a comment about that the left is doing this and they don't base it on fact and so forth. But if you look at it, the state orders, they have Franklin County in the purple, and according to Governor DeVine's order for people in purple, when you're in that category, you are really advised to stay at home. So I don't understand why you were so hard on the city making that order when it really is something that the state had already put out.
Then why did the city do it as well? If the state instructions covered that, then why did the city, why did Mayor Ginther and Franklin County decide that they needed to make their own separate announcement? It's an honest question.
Well, I don't know.
I don't either.
I really don't, but this is not a... the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's the word of God. And it seems like, and I'm just saying, I'm only basing on what I hear, it seems like you try to make it like this is a left-right thing. And you say that you try to take God's view and apply it to the world view. But it seems like you're kind of biased toward the right, when the true message is this thing, Republican governors and Democratic governors, as well as mayors all over the country, are making these orders. And it's all a narrative to try to break up the family. We know that. But it's not just on the left. It's both parties. It's both things. So we have to quit talking about left and right and looking at the word of God. And God sees, and I've said this before, God sees all, as in none is none better than the other. And you as a man of God and saying on your show that that's what you're promoting, it seems like you're a little bit biased toward the right.
I am.
Sends out a wrong message to people.
I am absolutely biased to the right and admit it, because I've said this over and over and over again, William, and I have given literally hundreds of illustrations of what I believe. I believe the liberal left destroys and kills everything it touches. Take a look at denominations, since we're talking about Christians and Christianity in the church. Name me one Christian denomination that has drifted to the left, that has any life left in it whatsoever. Name me one Christian denomination that has drifted to the left that still stands for the inerrancy of Scripture, the virgin birth of Christ, the bodily resurrection of Christ. Name me one. Hello?
Oh, I want to make sure, because you accused me of interrupting you. I want to make sure that I wasn't interrupting you.
Okay.
So my answer to that is, as the last time I was on, I stated what I believed in. I don't know about the churches to the left, to the right. I know the one true church, and that's the church of God in Christ that is in the book of Acts that was founded. And that's what I go. And if you any church does not stand on the word of God, whether you conservative or whether you liberal, any church that does not stand on the word of God is not the
true. Well, here's the problem. God. I don't know of a single liberal church that stands on the authority of the word of God. And if a conservative church does not stand on the authority of the word of God, they're not a conservative church. They're a liberal church. That's one of the definitions of liberal denominations, is questioning the authority of Scripture. And so, yes, I am biased to the right. I am because I... Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I said, do we have to separate it left and right? It's one church, Bob. That's what I'm saying. It's one church. It's not a conservative church, not liberal church. It's just one church. That's my belief. Now, that's my opinion. I'm not saying that's just my opinion. So please don't kill me. You know, I'm just saying that's just my opinion. There's one church.
Well, we have come up with ways to describe denominations and churches, and words do have meaning. Liberal, conservative, right, left, those words do have meaning. And again, here is my contention, and I lay it out, and if you think I'm wrong and if you can disprove it, please do so. I do not know of a single liberal, left-leaning church or denomination that stands on the authority of Scripture, the virgin birth of Christ, the bodily resurrection of Christ, and the blood atonement of Christ. I don't know of a single one. When they lean to the left, they forget those things or absolutely deny them. Any denomination that would describe themselves as liberal and left deny those fundamental truths of Scripture. And I'll give you the last word, and then I've got to go on to another caller. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to I want to ask you a question, Bob, getting off of that. What should be done about this? What do you think that the governments, local, state, federal, what do you think should be done in this? You believe in masks, not believe in masks? You think they should be stay at home? What do you think should be taken as far as this pandemic is concerned?
I think overall, the government should lay out the information, the scientific information, make recommendations, and then trust people to do the right thing. I don't know that mandates work. And particularly with the mask thing, there is so much controversy as to whether they really work or not. There's a great deal of science that says they do. There's a great deal of science that says they don't. So I usually fall on the side of personal liberty from a constitutional standpoint. But I think government has a responsibility to educate, to give direction, and then trust people to do the right thing. Real quick, last word, and then I got to go on.
Oh, thank you.
If you want to
call, Bob, have a blessed weekend.
All right, thanks. You too. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to Gail in Newark, Ohio. Hi, Gail. You're on Bob Rennie Live. Welcome.
Howdy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, I called for another reason, but I was listening to the last conversation. I think the discrepancy that the caller was talking to is the body of Christ, because he was talking, you know, there's no liberal or left in the body of Christ, which is true. Of course, your church denominations is another story, but that's not why I called. I called because I went down to the Ark Encounter last year. Have you been there?
Yes.
Well, I had a reaction that I didn't plan. I started weeping, because it was so massive, and it just screams God's mercy, screams God's love. I mean, here's God with this crazy plan, building this boat. Here's Noah for 100 years, never rain in the desert, building this boat. And, hello?
Yeah, you were breaking up, but I think you're back.
Oh, okay. And the society that Noah was in was terrible. It was lawless. God was going to destroy the whole thing. And yet, here's Noah, faithful Noah, building his boat. So I go around telling everybody, get in the boat. I'm in the boat. it's just such a wonderful picture of God's beautiful mercy and faithfulness. And that culture was probably worse than what we have now.
Absolutely. And the spiritual application of getting in the boat is so very true. But yes, I have recommended to all of our listeners, if they haven't been to the Ark, please, please, please get there. And next year, they're going to have an absolutely phenomenal series of concerts. I mean, it's going to be a who's who of gospel music, Southern gospel music, contemporary Christian music for weeks at the Ark. I'll pass the information along to my listeners, but it's going to be incredible.
I want to say one more quick thing.
Sure.
I have a friend who called me because of what happened with the election, and she was so distressed that she is seeking the Lord. So there's a good thing that's come out of all this.
I'm praying that that happens all over America.
Yes. God's plans are much bigger than ours.
Amen. Thanks, Gail. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Thanks.
We're going to take a quick break. And then we'll return. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Now, I want to make something absolutely clear. Not one thing I'm about to say is meant in any way to refute what my previous caller was saying. Please understand that. But I do want to elaborate on what I believe and what I continually say on this program. Am I biased? Yes. I make no bones about that. I don't hide it. This is not a news program. A news program like your 6:30 evening news or 7 p.m. national evening news or your 10 o'clock local news or 11 o'clock local news, that is supposed to be unbiased. It's just reporting the news without bias. This is not a news program. I'm not a newscaster. I'm a Baptist preacher that does an afternoon talk show host. But I am biased. I am biased in several ways, and I readily admit it. Number one, I am biased to biblical truth. I believe the Bible is the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And I make no apologies for that. So, yes, I am biased in my views of religion, church, spirituality, because I am a biblicist. I believe the Bible. I believe every single word is true. So I am biased in that direction. Secondly, I am biased to the right. Now, words have meaning. We have the right, we have the left, theologically and politically. And I am biased to the right because I believe the right is closer to a biblical worldview. Folks, that does not mean that right-leaning politicians are all Christians. It doesn't mean that they are all biblicist. It doesn't mean that at all. But if I look at the worldview of the right and the worldview of the left, I am far more aligned with the worldview of the right. The left is trying to destroy traditional marriage, the home, the family, as God has designed it. The left is attempting to do that. The left promotes abortion. The right, hopefully, is promoting a traditional family, traditional marriage, God's definition of sexuality and gender. The right, hopefully, is promoting a society and a philosophy and an ideology of life, that every single life is important, including the unborn. That is a principle of the right. Another principle of the right is authority. When you are right-leaning from a political standpoint, you have a very, very high view of the original intent of the writers of the Constitution. If you are right in your politics, to the right in your politics, you will be an originalist concerning the Constitution. You will believe that the Constitution is the ultimate authority for our government. If you lean to the left, you do not believe that. If you lean to the left, you believe in a living Constitution doctrine, that what the original intent of the Founding Fathers was is not really important. Every successive generation has to reinterpret the Constitution, and so you shoehorn the Constitution into modern culture, modern society. So, society and culture is the driving engine, not the Constitution. If you are to the right theologically, the Bible is the absolute authority. Absolute, total, complete authority. If you lean to the right theologically, if you lean to the left theologically, you question the Bible. You believe that maybe parts of it are inspired, but none of it is infallible, and none of it is inerrant. The liberal left theologically does not affirm Scripture. It questions Scripture. And that's just a hard, cold truth, folks. Which brings me to my point. I have given literally hundreds of illustrations of the fact that the liberal left destroys everything it touches. I give at least one, two, three illustrations of that every single week. Sometimes I give two or three illustrations in one day. So, am I biased? Yep. And I admit it. Not ashamed of it. And I think if you admit it, you're biased in one direction or the other as well. Hey, folks, got to take a break. We'll be back.